So I told you guys, man. You guys see on the PTS boards that heal changes are coming in the 3.2.1 patch, which I was informed is two patches away. I don't know why I thought 3.2 already dropped. Only because I just don't really pay attention to stuff unless it involves healers. So I haven't paid a terrible amount of attention to all the stuff that's coming. I keep an eye on the nerfs to DPS and tanks or whatever they're doing with the classes, because that's important. But I honestly couldn't tell you what the heck is in the 3.2 patch. Friend told me, I guess there's a planet or something involved. I don't know. I just can't be bothered to pay attention to that. I'll see it when it comes. But I did notice, and friend pointed out, that the patch notes now for the next PTS that's going live, the devs say on Monday, but, you know, that could be delayed, is what's going to be the time to get to the healing changes and nerfs and stuff. The devs have been working their way around to all the classes and all the roles since the launch of 3.0, and they basically said that they would. During PTS stuff, they said they would get back to everybody. They really dealt the healers a completely new set of heals and classes, and they changed the healing pretty significantly from 2.0 to 3.0. They messed around with DPS a little bit and basically left tanks alone, but, you know, they're working their way back. So now it's time for healers, and I can tell you, it's not looking good for Sorix. Operatives seem to be, at the very least, okay. And the mercs, there's basically very little they can do to mercs, because the mercs are awesome. The way the class is designed, like, just the infrastructure of how the class is designed, it's kind of nerf-proof to some extent. But all we know right now, it's the Friday before the Monday, all we know right now is some really quick stuff that they posted, basically giving everybody a heads up that the healers are coming up and that there's more changes. But they did post, per class, on the PTS forums, changes that they were doing. And before I get into the operative, the Sork one, again, it's basically one change per class that they posted and said more are coming. And this is what they call a quality of life improvement. These are their ways of saying, we're going to make your quality of life better. I can tell you that for the Sorks, I don't think they know what quality of life means. But for the operatives and the scoundrel healers, it's pretty cool. Basically, you can spec into in your skills now, you can make diagnostic scan channel on the run, which basically means now you can, it adds mobility to the operative class that it needs, because at this point right now, it's the least mobile class. It's pretty insane. It actually puts it on par by just design with the other classes. The other classes, I still will argue, can do more healing and more mitigation on the run. But the operative now is as mobile, just pretty much as mobile as the other classes when it comes to just managing resources and healing. So diagnostic scan on the run is amazing. If that sticks, that's really great for PvE healers, because now it means if we're running out of bursting stuff, if we're not at energy, we can just now, when we're running away from circles or running away from things, we can now diagnostic scan. And just really quickly, I can tell you, during the Bulo barrage phase, that's awesome, because you can put it on somebody and actually you can still heal while you're getting resource back. For Underlurker, there's a tons of time when you're running to the rock, or when you're running to the cross, diagnostic scan there is great. For the squadron, when you're running away from stuff, when you're running away from purple, diagnostic scan works really well there. There's tons of fights where you can scan while you're running away from stuff. That's just part of the mechanic, and it works really, really well. It's just really a cool thing to be able to do that while you're on the run, and I think it's really useful. So that's just the one thing that they posted for operative healers that they think are going to immediately improve the quality of life. And they're absolutely correct. Now, I don't know what else they're going to do to the class. They might nerf some things. They might buff some things. They might tweak some stuff. I don't know. We'll know more hopefully next week. So that's just what that's going to be. And I think it's a needed change. You can make the argument that it might make the class a little too strong for PvP, because operatives already have the best defensives. And to be able to run around and get your energy back is kind of a big deal. It's more of a possible OP thing for PvP than it is for PvE. For PvE, it's just needed. It's just insane right now that the operative is the only class that can't manage energy or manage its resource while it's running. That's kind of silly. For the Merc and the Mando, basically, through all this wording, it just says that healing scan for the bodyguard, if you're a bodyguard or a combat medic, healing scan is going to be granted at 10. And also, the healing provided by healing scan or Advanced Medical Probe, Advanced Medical Probe, same thing, is going to get buffed. So it's kind of a cool thing. So Healing Scan is going to get a little bit buffed. Additionally, they say it should be noted that Rapid Scan will be buffed for the Bodyguard Mercenary. That is amazing. I think Rapid Scan is Medical Probe. So basically, Advanced Medical Probe. So Medical Probe and Advanced Medical Probe, and I might get those mixed up for Healing and Rapid Scan, actually, now that I think about it. But both of them, if this is to believe, will get some sort of buff, which is ridiculous. And if I'm the other healing classes, if all I do is heal Sork or all I do is heal Operative, I'd be raging right now. But that also suggests to me that the AoE might get a nerf, which is kind of what the class needs. I'll just say this, speaking completely honest, there's no way that anything on the Merc needs a buff. There's no way. There's no way that Healing Scan or Rapid Scan need a buff. My Healing Scan will hit for 16k, almost 16k, in some occasions. That's just insane. There's no way that should be a thing. Between Emergency Scan, Healing Scan, and if I spec into it, Rapid Scan, with the two charges, whatever, I can make all of those be instant. Right around and right with Progressive Scan or Successive Treatment on the other side, and Cultal Missile or Cultal Bomb. That is a tremendous amount of healing. Just ridiculous healing. That's like a heal to full thing that you can do while you're running around. And because you already have Cultal Shot, you can do that while you're running around too. So I think it will be not a thing. I would be really surprised if both Healing Scan and Rapid Scan is buffed in any really way. I would be even more surprised if that's buffed without anything being nerfed. I would imagine that if they're going to buff those heals, that they also would cost more, which would be fine. That's not a big deal. I would imagine that would be the case. But we'll see what they do with the Merc. I would believe that there'd be some kind of nerf coming. There's no way they would leave that class alone all the way around and then buff it. That's crazy talk. But the one I'm going to spend a little bit more time talking about is the Sork and the Sage. And I will spend a lot of time talking about it because it is my belief that if this change continues, if this goes into live, it's going to break the class in PvE and really give you really no reason at all to run a Sork healer or a Sage healer for actual, like, legit progression. And if you have other options for healing classes, you should abandon the Sork immediately if this happens. Now, that's a big if. Anything can change. The developers are pretending to be open to feedback. And in the PTS forums, this thread has gotten by far the most feedback. Like, by far. It's gotten already 172 replies. 172 replies where the other two classes combined have gotten 66. The Sage Sork class thread has gotten more than 100 and like some 100 and some replies more than the other two combined. And it's worth noting that to this point, as far as I can tell, the devs haven't responded at all past their initial thread. They haven't responded at all to all of the feedback they're getting. And the reason why they're getting all this feedback, in case you guys don't know, is because the devs are kicking around, thinking, planning on completely reworking consumption, noble sacrifice, and then on top of that, making your heals cost more, but also hit harder. Now, don't fall for that hit harder stuff. That's a carrot they dangle. When, if you look at the thing as a whole, it's a nerf. I will say this, that I don't think the sword classes need to hit harder. I think they can hit harder for sure, but I don't think they need to. You can do a lot of healing with this class. Just tons of healing. It's a really, really great class. You can do a tremendous amount of healing. The reason why you can do a tremendous amount of healing is because the class is really mobile. And as of right now, force management is really easy. Those two things are independent of how the numbers actually are. In other words, if I have my AoE going, and then if I'm behind that, if I do Roaming Man, and then on top of that I do Innervate, that's a lot of healing that's going on, especially if you consider that the tank, for instance, might already have Static Shield on them, or Force Armor. That is a lot of healing. The numbers can be nerfed a little bit, and you're still going to do a ton of healing. That is, again, independent of my force management and all that stuff. But on top of all of that other stuff that BioWare wants to do, they want to increase the healing resources cost with increased healing power. So that means, if I can read this right, I'm sure I am, that your heals are going to cost a little bit more, but they're also going to hit a little bit harder. That by itself would be fine. Okay, force is going to cost a little more. That's good, because right now force management is really easy. Here is where the developers have essentially lost their mind. And this is what they're calling a quality of life. So what they're going to do with consumption, and I'm trying to find it now. I'm literally just talking, buying time, and try to find a word so that I get it right. With the new design, consumption and noble sacrifice offers far more substantial boost to resources for the price of a cooldown. This will allow burst heals during stress points of conflicts. It should be noted that we are testing passives and utilities, blah, 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 to reduce the cooldown. So what that means is that they're going to make it so that your consumption apparently gives you more force, but it's going to be on cooldown. And right now, consumption is not on the cooldown. You can do it whenever you want. There's certain times you should do it, but you can do it whenever you want. Now, the details of that are very important. What that actually means, according to what the devs want to do, is that consumption and noble sacrifice will cost 10% of your health. So when you use it, it's going to cost 10% of your health. It'll restore 200 force, and it'll have a cooldown of 3 minutes. So using it, whenever you use it, your 10% of your maximum health is gone. You get 200 force back, and you have a 3 minute cooldown. That is basically the dumbest thing in the world. That is, PvE wise, is just lunacy. If you consider that a lot of these fights are 5 minute long, sometimes shorter if your DPS can burn, sometimes a little longer, but some of these fights are basically 5 minutes. 5 minutes of madness, right? So, and those 5 minute fights are shorter, or sometimes even longer. You're basically only going to be able to use consumption once. And that one time that you're going to use it, probably, you're only going to get 200 force back. So you're going to have to use consumption at about the midway point. Once you get too low, it doesn't matter. And you're going to lose a maximum, or 10% of your maximum health. There's so many reasons why this is a problem that it's really just ridiculous to have to say it. The main reason I think this is a problem, the primary reason why putting consumption on a cooldown at all, really, but certainly on a 3 minute cooldown, is that the Sorks, unless they change it, have no other way of getting force back. In other words, the Mercs and the Operatives have at least one other way of getting energy and heat back. So on my Merc, if I am running around and I'm having some problems with heat, or if I want to just proactively manage heat, I work in the occasional Koto shot. The Koto shot is kind of the free heal that you can spam on people. It heals them for a good amount, 1 to 2K, and it gives you back heat. Additionally, if you use supercharged gas, that also will just kind of really quickly drop your heat a little bit and give you some heat back. It won't do it over the life of it, but it'll initially drop your heat. Try it. It absolutely does. I actually sometimes use it just as a way to manage heat because it comes back so quickly. So you have Koto Shot that is designed to and specifically created to give you back heat while you're still healing. And then you have, in really kind of a weird way, supercharged gas that, well, when you click on it, when you use it, it'll give you back some heat. On top of all of that, you have vent heat that will basically give you all your heat back if you spec into it. It'll give you a pretty good amount of heat. And it's a shorter cooldown. It's like, I think, a 2 minute cooldown, maybe less than that. Yeah, it's about a 2 minute cooldown. You can use that one multiple times during a fight. It gives you back a tremendous amount of heat. It costs you no health. And after that, you still have the hyper override, the hyper sensor override, the one that makes your next ability free of heat. You have so many ways to manage your heat that it's ridiculous. And when you use vent heat, you use it kind of as a last resort, and you use it when you're running kind of low, when you feel your heat's going to get out of hand, and then you can get it back really relatively quickly in a fight. And if you can't, you still got Koto Shot and a couple other things to get your heat back. The Sorks currently, right now, only have consumption. That's it. You only have consumption to get it back. To get your force back. There's nothing else you can do outside of just sitting still, basically. You just don't do anything. You can overload and do the knockback, your knockback AoE heal, and that'll give you some time, but you're still, you know, doing stuff. You're still doing things. You're still trying to heal. So that's a good way to manage your force a little bit. But the only way Sorks and Sages have to get their force back is through consumption or noble sacrifice. That is it. There's no other heal in the class. There's nothing else you can do to still heal and proactively, or active. That's a stupid thing. You can still heal and get your resources back. Only consumption. So if they then put that on a cooldown, a 3 minute cooldown, no less, and it only gives you 200 force, and it then takes away 10% of your maximum health, that is freaking ridiculous. Then the only move you have to get force back is on a 3-minute cooldown. So let's say you die in a battle res because you're a derp and you can't get out of barrage. When you get battle res, if you don't have consumption on a cooldown, you have to basically use it then to get that 200 back. And then you're done. That's it. There's nothing else you can do. So then you just have to be smart about how you heal. You have to be more effective with your heals, and you have to manage it better. And again, when this goes live, I'm gonna go hopefully get into a raid, hopefully get some friends to go help me out, and keep an eye on that and tell you if you know what it actually means. But just I'm looking at this thing theoretically. It's potentially a disaster for PvE. And then when you consider this kind of some other stuff with that, when you consider that sometimes healers need to help with heals at the beginning of Torque, at the beginning of Walkers, at the beginning of Bulo, anytime during Sparky, anytime during Malifar, sometimes during Lurker, during a Revenant Commander's fight for sure, at the beginning of Master Blaster. These are all times when healers can and should be helping with damage. You have to know when that's going to happen. You have to manage your heat, energy, and force accordingly. But because of all the tools you get, you can do it relatively easily. The Sorcs now will only get the one move, only have consumption, and if it's a cooldown, on a 3-minute cooldown, you should probably stay away from doing anything except healing. Only be healing. Because you have to be smarter with it. Operatives, on the other hand, have Adrenaline Probe. Adrenaline Probe is amazing. I believe that is like a 2-minute, maybe a little longer cooldown. You get pretty much all your energy back. It's absolutely a get-out-of-jail-free kind of heal. But you also have Diagnostic Scan, which gives you a tremendous amount of energy back. You can get energy back pretty quickly using Diagnostic Scan. And then with the changes they're suggesting with the new patch, the 3.21 patch, you can now do that on the run. So that's the other two classes have more than one way to get their resources back. Their big way to get the resource back is actually a useful one, a shorter cooldown that doesn't take away health. What they're proposing for the Sorc is completely different and far more crippling than what the other two classes already have. What they need to do instead is make the heals more expensive and leave Noble Sacrifice, leave consumption alone. Especially when you consider, and I don't have the 4-piece or the 6-piece or whatever on the Sorcs and Sages, but I'm pretty sure those set bonuses at some point, either the 4 or the 6, involves consumption or noble sacrifice. So they're kind of nerfing and reworking something that's part of a set bonus. That is really bad already, to be honest with you, but to make it to where you only have a cooldown on something that you absolutely need to proactively manage your resource, and is the only way you have to manage your resource, is kind of really infuriating and insulting to the class. And I'm telling you, if that sticks, it's going to be a problem for progression raiders. It's going to be a problem for healers that like to do damage. It's going to be a problem for the Sorc class that right now is really strong single target healing. It's going to be an issue. I'll know more if it goes live on Monday. I'll report back to you hopefully during the week. We'll see kind of how it goes. So I'll get back to you on that one. But I just wanted to kind of get a couple minutes in there, almost 18 minutes, on what they're already proposing on the forums and how the devs are getting lit up by the Sorc and Sage healers, and they're not responding because I don't know what the heck they were thinking. It's pretty ridiculous, though. Otherwise, I hope you guys are doing well. It's Star Wars Celebration weekend. It's a big weekend for the game. It's a big weekend for the culture, for the fans. A lot of cosplay, a lot of cool stuff. I hope everybody out there is having fun. Appreciate the support. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, everything. Just do a Healing Sword Tour search. Hope you guys are doing really well. Appreciate the help. Appreciate the support. I'm out. Also, if you're still listening to the Aussie Raiders, fuck off. See ya.